This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, Wednesday, March the 11th, here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And Kara Schillen. Some of the things that people are talking about, the Biden win, that sort of thing. Coronavirus. Yep. Okay. I think one of the best stories or interesting stories is how the guy who runs the CDC said that Trump wasn't accurate with his claim that the border wall putting it up will help keep coronavirus from becoming a problem. I think that's kind of a stretch, probably, one way or the other, even though I believe that we need to do something about our immigration problems. I'm not sure that
it's not coming from Mexico.
It's all coronavirus.
But I think there was a lot of insult against Trump for closing down the border 6 days after the first coronavirus was diagnosed, and now those same people are going, oh, well, Trump didn't do enough. And so I think that's why people are talking about whether or not travel restrictions and shutting down the border with certain countries was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I think shutting down...
The travel restrictions to China, I totally agree with Trump on that. He did the right thing. Shutting down
Italy
those flights...
As well.
Yeah, that was important. But Mexico has nothing to do with this. But, you know, that's part of his agenda. It's, you know,
actually, are there any coronavirus cases even in Mexico?
I haven't heard of any.
I don't think there are any.
I haven't heard of any in Canada
either. Where it's warm,
you don't
hear. That's true.
Have we heard anything of Canada?
No, I haven't really heard. I think there's one or two in Mexico. I was looking up stats yesterday because I was curious about Australia and some of the other warm places. And there are places like Singapore is like in the 80s right now, and they have some cases. So I don't really know exactly if it's humidity, if it's just heat, you know.
Won't last, though.
But yeah, I think Mexico only has one or two, which is kind of odd.
All right, Jennifer.
New Rochelle, New York.
Yeah,
that's like a whole
talk about that in a second.
At this point. Yeah,
let's do the campaign stuff. With regard to coronavirus, the fact that they canceled last night, both Biden and Sanders canceled rallies in Ohio after the governor said, "Please don't come. We want to not have large crowds together." So Biden did.
Yeah, Bernie didn't speak because he got some pretty big losses. I think he really needed to win in Michigan. He did not.
So what kind of a loser is he going to do? What does he have to? He has to decide.
There's some breaking news because he just won North Dakota. They called North Dakota for him. He's up by I think almost 20 points in North Dakota right now.
Yeah.
And so they just announced that he won the state. Washington, I believe he's going to win. It's very close in Washington, but the reason the results come in slowly there is they all vote by mail. So we may not know who wins in Washington for a couple of days.
The crazy reality of this.
Yeah. But I think he probably comes out of this with North Dakota and with Washington.
But he's still losing, Jennifer. He can't. There's not a real comment.
I'm not arguing about that. But I think you're asking if he drops out now or not. I think
he went back to a little over 100 delegates behind?
Should he drop out or not?
It's a close race. I think after the next couple of weeks, I think he should hang out. Honestly, if I were advising him, there's a debate that's coming up on Sunday. This is the first debate where it's going to be Bernie and Joe. If I were running Bernie's campaign saying, look, you are not the candidate with the momentum, but you should actually compete in a debate with Joe Biden to see how the two of them stand next to each other on a debate stage.
Mm-hmm.
If next Tuesday will happen there, and more primaries on St. Patrick's Day. Some of them, maybe Bernie might come out with one or two. But Arizona is going to be a big state. He's probably not going to win there. Florida, for sure. Joe Biden's up by 60 percentage points because of the Cuban population in Florida. They don't like Bernie's stance holding Fidel Castro up as some sort of hero. And so he's not going to win Florida.
Yeah,
once he doesn't win Florida, that's going to be really hard because that's going to really pad Biden's count.
Okay. Then do I go back and ask the question, what kind of loser does he need to be?
Well, I think he needs to debate Joe. I wouldn't tell him to drop out today, but I would definitely say let people see the clear differences between you. That's his real Hail Mary in all of this.
Yep.
And then if you know, if things go as we expect them to, then he should probably drop out in the next couple of weeks. But Bernie is stubborn. We saw him stay in the race a long time in 2016. It's unclear whether or not he'll do that same thing again. But the thing that I think people forget about Bernie Sanders is that more than being a politician, he's an ideologue. And he's also an aging ideologue. And so he is trying to sell a fundamental change to the country. And what does he have to lose? He's not going to be able to do this again. More than likely, he's not going to be able to run for president in another 4 years. So this is his last stand. I don't expect him to go down lightly, but maybe he will. Maybe he'll surprise everybody and step away. He just is, he's different than a Mayor Peter and Amy Klobuchar, who are politicians first. He's actually trying to sell a real change, a fundamental change to how America operates in our day-to-day business and life.
Jen, quick question. If you don't have the answer, it's fine. I'm just curious, where is Bernie now in relation to Biden compared to where he was at this time with Hillary in 2016?
I think he was I think he's closer in delegates, but
this time.
Michigan was a big blow to him because he surprised all the pollers when Hillary Clinton was up by 20 points in the polls in Michigan, and Bernie Sanders came out and beat her. And that kind of reinvigorated his campaign, and that's what kept him in it for so long last time around. So this time, Joe Biden, it wasn't even close. I mean, he had a convincing win in Michigan. And all those areas that Bernie needed to win, black voters, white suburban voters, young voters, he really wasn't able to drive. I mean, he won the young vote, he won the under 40 vote, but they didn't come out in large enough numbers for that to make a real difference for him.
Yeah.
So the audio yesterday where Joe Biden tells the guy that he's full of
crap. I thought the guy was, like, planted there because it just seemed so, I don't know. I watched the video of that yesterday when that happened, and it just, I don't know, it felt fake to me.
Really?
Not his reaction, but the guy's antagonizing of him, it just felt fake.
Well, that may be, yeah. I mean, that could be put up there. But then Joe tells him, I'm going to go outside with you and kick your ass. Jennifer said, we were talking about this earlier, how is that different from me criticizing Trump and the way he talks to people? Joe Biden referred to Hillary Clinton as Hitler in some clip that people found somewhere.
I think that's fake. I think and there was something where he and Beto O'Rourke were talking about something, and that was also turns out to be it was fake. That's the problem. You know, you don't know, deep fakes are a real thing, and the videos are so easily manipulated, and they're very convincing. So you don't know.
The questions about Joe Biden's fitness for office, though, are not fake, and that's what he's got to help people overcome. That's what if he is the person that they are going to advance to the general election. If this is going to be the candidate, he's got to answer questions for people, and he's going to be able to. If
you
you're
mean
trying
about
to
his
set
health.
Not necessarily about his health, but whether or not he's going to be able to have the endurance to complete this. He is making flubs every day, and I'm not over exaggerating. Every day there's a gaffe. Yeah, and maybe so. But see, that's the excuse that people are giving him. Do you give Trump the same pass? No. So if you're looking to run someone who is different than Trump, then don't put the same person up there running against him. I guess that would be my criticism to the Democrats, is I think they picked the wrong person to propel. I don't know. I think but is he? I don't know that he's a safe person because he is a wild card. No one knows what he's going to say, if he's going to say he's even running to. I mean, he said he was running for Senate a couple of days ago. The guy, and I say this out of concern because I don't think Biden's a bad guy, and I think that he's actually been through a lot in his life. And I don't know. It's hard to watch.
But, you know, but Trump is younger, and he presents much younger than Biden, right? I mean, he's only a few years younger, but Trump definitely presents younger than Biden. And, you know, Trump didn't know where the Kansas City Chiefs were from. So, like, the flubs
right, and he got
happen.
My point is that it's the same person. So if people are going to go after Trump for making the mistake, are they running Joe Biden if they're going after Trump for all of these same things? That's the absolute point that I'm making. Trump makes gaffes, probably not
they
every
need
day,
to.
Not like Joe Biden.
I think
Biden.
Your message is well taken. They need to sharpen the image and the talking points. They really, especially when they get down to debating after the conventions, they better really focus and sharpen both the candidates into areas where they are safe and secure. Otherwise, it'll be a mess.
Well, I think we can all agree that Elizabeth Warren should probably be prepping Joe Biden for the debate against Trump, because she is now, look, being a great debater does not mean you're going to be a great president. That's just so. But Elizabeth Warren was a great debater, and I think that she annihilated Michael Bloomberg. She killed his entire campaign with a few remarks. I think that she's someone who definitely should be on Team Biden. But you know, she hasn't even come forward with who her endorsement is going to be for.
Because
you know,
she's too much of an egotist. She wants everybody to come to her and kiss her butt, and I don't know that that's going to happen.
I think she is expecting that, yeah.
I don't think nobody needs her. Now, speaking of what you need, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 1,100 points yesterday. It went down, up, down, up, down, up. I think you've seen the worst of this, unless something that we're not prepared for happens. I think everybody's sort of ramping up to what may be, you know, we're going to have baseball games with people in the stands, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think you've got a lot of, I think the anticipation of, well, what the market can do, what it can bear, and where the gains can be. Remember, half of this wasn't reaction to coronavirus. Half of it was a sell-off that was planned so that the big guys could buy their stocks back that they sold off at the top, at the bottom. It's just, that's the way the game works. So let's see where all of that goes. But there certainly are a number of things. I want to go to a baseball game. I don't want somebody to, you know, put a gun in my forehead to see if I have a temperature. I just want to go. You know, there's a restaurant. Isn't there a restaurant here in L.A.? Jennifer, I saw this yesterday. You can't get into the restaurant unless they've got one of those guns that tell, you know, you point it at somebody's forehead. And if you don't have a temperature,
you
can come in.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing here.
Well, they just canceled all the talk shows that, you know, are on TV. They've just gotten rid of all of the live audiences. So the Today Show and Good Morning America and everybody. All those live audience shows are, that's done.
Overreaction.
Well, older people do go to those shows, so it's actually not, that might make more sense than closing schools.
I don't think any of it makes any sense at this point. Attention, hardworking Americans. You're paying too much in taxes. How would you like to get an extra $5,000? Listen to this. You want to get $5,000 back from your prior year's tax returns? Family Tax, new company, Family Tax on the scene. They'll take your filed tax returns. This is a new angle. Listen to this. Take your tax returns for the last 3 years. They will analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions. A lot of the other tax companies that are so big, they miss them. These guys are small and focused. So even if you've already filed your tax return, never too late, they guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000. Can you imagine that? Wow. Get on the horn to them right now. You make over $30,000 a year, call 800-262-0318. That's right. They'll take your past 3 years' tax returns and make that guarantee. Call this number, 800-262-0318. What a fabulous way to pick up an extra few grand, right? 800-262-0318.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 30% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 30% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 3/14/20. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/30inrewards for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pop songs.
Never comprehending the race I've long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Stop the world and melt with you. This is, I guess some people have described this group as a new wave band called Modern English. This is one of their big hits from 1982. They're going to celebrate their 40th anniversary. My God, they've been around 40 years. Woo! Big North American tour scheduled for the summer if coronavirus doesn't blanket up. Every show will feature a complete performance of their classic LP, After the Snow. Recording After the Snow with Hugh Jones as producer was an incredible experience. Robbie Gray, who's the frontman for Modern English, said, "To say it changed our lives forever would be an understatement. The band wants to bring this experience to a live audience as we play the album in its entirety for the first time. We want to bring a creative and memorable atmosphere to tour, which will be very special for us." Modern English has had a string of hits over in England. This was during the 70s, the 80s. Their only song that really made it here was this one. You have a couple of other examples, though, there, Kara, I think, of some of their pop songs. A lot of fans here in the States first heard it when they appeared on the soundtrack to the film Valley Girl. Nicolas Cage, remember that? It's been used.
I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
I don't know why. It's like, for some reason, it is silly, but like my family watched it together a couple times and we had the soundtrack for it and we like listened to it all the time, which is why I really like that song and the psychedelic furs are on it. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good soundtrack.
Psychedelic furs. It's on, the song's been on Glee and commercials for Burger King, M&M's, Taco Bell. So their tour is going to begin on the 12th of June in San Diego and go through middle of July, ending up in West Palm Beach. Well, that's the story. Modern English. I'll melt the world with you. It's just, it's good. It's fun music. Fun. We need more fun. Speaking of fun, hey, we're the Monkees. People say we monkey around. Well, they're moving and grooving again. Their 2020 tour. How many years have they been out on tour now? At least a dozen. Haven't they? They've been out every year for quite a long time. Whatever's left of them.
You saw them, I want to say, like,
I saw them in Boston.
Years ago?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago, I think. Yeah. I think probably 4 years ago, considering who I was with.
Was Peter Tork with them then?
Yeah, Peter Tork was there. Yep.
Okay.
And so anyway, they're out on their tour, or they will be beginning of next month, starting in Vancouver, the same day their new live album, The Mike and Mickey Show, arrives in stores for you to buy. Set recorded on the duo's tour last year, features big hits like Pleasant Valley Sunday, I'm a Believer, mixed in with You Told Me, favorites like Circle Sky, As We Go Along. Their stuff is just... And by the way, this was an accident. They were on a TV show before they became recording artists. Usually it was the other way around in that era. But these guys came out of the show with a group. And the songs, there's so many, there's dozens of these songs.
I don't really think they wrote those songs, right?
No.
I know I'm a Believer was that Neil Diamond wrote that.
Yeah, right. All the stuff's come from somebody else.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then they kind of, I guess, figured it out.
They had fun together. Well, they were having fun together. I think that's what made it work as much as anything else. Their manager, Andrew Sandoval, said, I set upon hours and hours of listening and critiquing every performance we captured, making a spreadsheet, breaking down the best versions of every song, some cases in the best verses, choruses, solos. This was from his Facebook post. And then he said, I handed off my research to Christian Nesmith, Michael Nesmith's son, I think, who worked tirelessly to create the best material. Michael Nesmith was the band leader for the Monkees, and he was on his own, too. Michael Nesmith and the First National Band, big pop group in the 60s and 70s. This is their... I find this to be the best song they ever recorded. Crank it up a little, will you please, Kara? Daydream Believer. I love this song.
But how much, baby, do you really need?
All right, so anyway, the Monkees hit the road last year after the death of Peter Tork. They honored every night of the tour. He was young, too. I remember seeing him on the stage. I don't think he was that old. Then Michael Nesmith took to Facebook and expressed misgivings about future shows, but he changed his mind. So anyway, the Monkees on tour until April 26th in Nashville. That's where they wrap it up. If you're a Monkees fan, oh, what can it be? You got time to check them out. It's 29 after on the DJV show. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now calling for party unity after big wins in yesterday's Democratic primaries. Biden winning at least 4 of 6 primary states, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota still too close to call, though Bernie Sanders is not giving in. He says he's looking forward to debating Biden this Sunday night.
When our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
That debate in Phoenix will go on as scheduled, though without the earlier planned live audience because of coronavirus concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling guns at another 440 of its stores this year, building on the chain's decision after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida 2 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wednesday, March 11th on the DJV program. Today is the day you change your life 10 years from now. That's right. You start the ball moving. Think about where you're going to be in 10 years from now. You know, I usually don't subscribe to that sort of thinking because I think we're so much in the now. Like Tillet's book, It's Now or Never. That was a song Elvis did, but it is now. Now is now. You can't do anything about what happened yesterday, and you don't really know what tomorrow is going to bring. You can hold good thoughts or things, work on it, be the best person you can be and do the best work you can do, be good in your own business if you have it, make sure you're doing well by your employees. If you're an employee somewhere, make sure you're doing the best job you can for your boss, and let's see what happens. The sentencing of Harvey Weinstein today in New York City for crimes against humanity, one of the stories that has come about, which I don't think most of us knew 24 hours ago, was what Harvey Weinstein said about Jennifer Aniston. This guy, he is such a cretin. He apparently, and this was, I don't know why this didn't come out in the trial, but these informational tidbits were unsealed yesterday, and he wrote in an email a couple of years ago after a reporter was trying to find out whether he actually had groped Jennifer Aniston or not. I was going to say Jennifer Horn. And his response was, Jennifer Aniston should be killed. That'll go a long way. What a wonderful time for that to get over. Have the judge see that? And then, okay, what's the max here?
What a crazy...
25 years, see you later.
If a reporter says, did you sexually assault Jennifer Aniston, the answer for normal people would be no.
No.
No, I did not. Instead, he says she should be killed?
Yeah, and Jennifer Aniston's reps, I don't know if it was before or after that, had acknowledged that Harvey Weinstein had not groped her and hadn't sexually assaulted her. But the fact that, yeah, I mean, that when a reporter asks, Jennifer Aniston had nothing to do with this. It was a reporter asking, and he responds, yeah, she should die. She should be killed. Like, no, he's a psychopath. Who says that? And who?
You're right, Kara. He is. Let's be honest. He is. He's a psychopath.
But I'm away.
This guy is, he's a serial rapist and sexual assaulter, and he's a psychopath.
And anyone who feels, Jennifer Aniston, because this was written in 2017, Jennifer Aniston was a huge name then, is a huge name now, and has been a huge name for years and years before that. So anyone who feels comfortable enough saying that in an email for anyone to keep and read later, obviously has no qualms about saying or doing terrible things. So, I don't know. Yeah, you said earlier, and I agree, I hope he gets the book thrown at him today. Because
throw the book at him. There you go.
He's got a minimum. It looks like it's a minimum of 4 years and a maximum of 25. Somewhere in the middle around, I think, would be nice, right?
Yeah.
You can, I don't know where they're going to send him, but I don't think it would be...
Attica is a good place for him. Attica is one of those really hard...
Well, wherever he ends up, he's already pulled this trick. He fell and he hurt his head, and so he's been in the infirmary in Rikers.
All right, here's from the weird... this stuff's getting weirder and weirder about the coronavirus. Bridget Nielsen, the actress yesterday, said she'd be happy to be infected with a virus if she got paid. You want me to be a human guinea pig?
Is that how desperate?
Excuse me,
that's how desperate.
I don't know.
I haven't
seen her in any movies lately, so maybe that's what's going on. Yeah. There she is. There's so many people working here. What?
Yeah, your home state of Massachusetts now has a declaration of a state of emergency.
Yeah.
They found there was some biotech convention, and they've linked, I think, 70 of the 92 cases in Massachusetts are from one meeting.
It's a biotech. You just said the company is called Biotech, and they're headquartered in Framingham, as it turns out. And there was a conference at the Sheraton in Framingham a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact. You see the buses all over the place because they bring their employees. They pick their employees up. It's a really interesting progressive company. They pick their employees up at their homes. It's like a school bus route. You know, four or five people who live and work, who live in the same neighborhood, they get to a bus stop, and they pick them up and bring them to work. They don't want people driving their cars.
Well, props for being green. I like that.
Yeah.
But, so
in
apparently,
this circumstance, though,
everybody, not great. It just, it shows, you know, and I don't know how old these people are, because the age is really a factor, and compromised immune systems, obviously, those are the two highest categories of susceptibility, but it is...
Biogen. The company's called Biogen, not Biotech, excuse me.
I think it is interesting how quickly this virus spreads, and there was a guy, the guy in New York, who kind of, you know, New Rochelle, New York, which is about 20 minutes north of the city.
Let's talk about that. That's really the big cluster there.
It's the largest cluster in the country, and they've linked 50 cases to one guy. He's an attorney, and even his neighbor who drove him to the hospital has it now. So it just spreads very, very quickly, and he's only 50 years old, so I think that he'll probably recover. His two children are 20 and 14. They'll be fine. His wife has it too. You know, it's crazy how many people he came in contact with who have it. But now New Rochelle, as a city, is under complete lockdown. And their Governor Cuomo yesterday said, all right, we've got to just completely contain this as much as possible. They're bringing in the National Guard to deliver food and supplies and also to clean everything. And so that's where it's at right now. But knowing how fast this, knowing how quickly this can spread, it does kind of make sense for large gatherings. If you think about it, if in one conference room, I don't know how many employees were in this one conference at Biogen, but if you magnify that to a stadium at a concert, I can kind of see, you know, it makes sense. It spreads so quickly. You could have an entire concert, you know, 20,000 people could be infected very quickly. So,
New York, the UN closed their headquarters there. No more guided tours for a while, that sort of thing, because they're concerned about this. I suppose that's fairly responsible. In the case of Walmart, there's somebody there in one of the stores. Is this an employee that has tested positive?
I think it was an employee,
Kentucky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Condition improving. So what do they do? What do you do in a company like Walmart? How many people go in and out of Walmart stores every day? 3,000-4,000 in each store? So what are you going to do? You're going to shut the building down. You're going to shut the business down.
I think they closed that location.
Did they?
I think they did. But like you said, what else? They're cleaning the facility. They're cleaning the stores. They're doing, you know, whatever they can do. But at the same time,
Walmart, other than the U.S. government, Walmart is the largest employer in the country. Who knew that? Did you know that? The government's number one, Walmart number two. That's something and a half. And then you look around. I just got a note the amount of material that I'm getting from people I do business with as to the coronavirus, how we're handling it at public storage. All right, I got stuff in a storage unit here in L.A. And they have an update concerning coronavirus there. So people come in and out. That we know that. What are you going to do, shut the buildings down so we can't get in? No, but they say we're protecting our customers against the transmission of the virus, hand-washing protocols for our employees. You got to wash your hands before you go into the store, before you get any of our properties. Now we're monitoring, and you can't go in unless you wash your hands.
Oh my gosh! I know you don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, but a friend of mine sent me a clip. He sent somebody out on the street
Didn't
in New
Buttigieg
York.
To, host it last night?
Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night. He's going to. Someone from the Kimmel show was on the street interviewing people in New York about the coronavirus. And his Jimmy's originally from Brooklyn, so he kind of always goes back to New York a few times a year to do the show. But he had somebody out on the street interviewing people, and this woman, he said, "Are you doing anything extra, you know, to take precautions?" And she goes, "Oh, yes, I'm washing my hands a lot more than I used to." And so he said, "Oh, okay, so you're doing the CDC recommended 20 seconds?" And she goes, "Oh, no, I don't have patience for that." And so it's like, well, wait a minute. You're washing your hands or you're not doing it the right way. She goes, "Oh, no, I'm just too impatient for 20 seconds."
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. People just don't seem to get it.
You were right. Governor Baker in Massachusetts declared a state of emergency because in Massachusetts there are 92 cases now. I've noticed a lot of local things that we participate in on the farm with our ice cream bus have been like the annual Taste of Metro West moved to June instead of May where it usually is held. Now they're pushing stuff off, but people are beginning. The push-off is less and less now because more and more people are understanding it'll probably be something as soon as the weather gets warm that will go away. And then maybe there'll be time to come up with a virus before next flu season, so this thing would just be passing.
Yeah, like most vaccines, they usually say it's 18 months.
Yeah,
so
right.
Even fast-tracked, I think 18 months is kind of the quickest turnaround that they can do. But
it could be.
It could easily be back next fall.
Back to the feeding frenzy, though, that is all about this, Victoria. The blaring headlines, the reporters, the coronavirus. Listen, nobody's saying it's not a threat, but there have been a lot of people who have made out very well because of this. And it's just, again, is it good for us
stocks
to be on our
Clorox
toes every once in a while?
I know you follow the stock
stock
market
of Clorox?
A lot. Yeah. Clorox stock is like the best it's been ever.
Isn't that
since
a P&G?
It was invented.
Procter & Gamble, isn't that a Procter & Gamble product?
No, it's actually its own. It's like CLRX or something is the symbol. Yeah.
Huh.
But actually, P&G stock is down for some reason because maybe they don't make Lysol. I don't know. Whoever makes Lysol, that's up.
Yeah.
And Clorox is way up.
I said it doesn't make any sense to go backwards, and it really doesn't. I was just thinking back to December 10th, though, when the whole thing started. And going back over what China has done or what they haven't done and the lying that continues to come out of there. You just can't believe a damn thing that they say. And so people say, well, this is really what happened. You don't know what happened. They're not going to tell you what happened. Come on. Yeah.
I thought it was a little. I watched the press conference yesterday that Mike Pence held with doctors, and Larry Kudlow was there too. I can't stand him. Anyway,
money guy.
But one of the women who's a representative, or she's in charge of, I guess, under Mike Pence, in charge of this epidemic or whatever pandemic. She said that that China, and I thought this was very naive. She said, "Oh well, China reported that two women who were pregnant got the coronavirus, and that both had delivered healthy babies like yesterday." I don't buy that. I do not buy that.
Why are you even telling us that story? Why are you even telling?
Well, she was trying to reassure that things are getting better. That was her point.
Well, I think things are. I think we come to the apex. I think pretty much of what the climb here. And then, you know, it'll sort of steady off. But when you see the stock market come back like it did, there are people who know a lot more than we do that are going to, either they're in or they're out. And if they're back in again, there's got to be something that's going to modify this and calm everybody down. But at the moment, it still is a crap show, if you'll pardon the reference. You're full of, I think that still is the quote of the week. Biden, which is, look at this guy's there. You're full of, I just laughed when I heard. I just laughed. There's nothing to laugh at. Your health and well-being. Calitrin is here to help you out, as it has been for 23, 24 years in the weight loss category. Being healthy is very important right now, and you can lose weight, make your body healthier. Let's face it, if you're overweight, you're not healthy. You just aren't. Your body mass index over 25 or 26, you are not healthy. Your pulmonary system doesn't work well. Your organs don't work well. It's just you're cruising for a bruising if you're overweight by 20 pounds or more. So the all-natural drug-free way to lose that weight and maintain your health is Calitrin. Go to Calitrin.com. Take advantage of the discounts that you get with the DJV code. Use that and you get $10 off every bottle. I recommend you stay on the program for 6 months, and then you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Get your body into that mode, if you will. So go to Calitrin.com and use the code DJV and save your health.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. Hispanic entrepreneurs anticipate a year of robust expansion and growth. Revenue projections are at a 4-year high, and many business owners are planning to expand, hire, and obtain financing in the year ahead. Bank of America Executive Elizabeth Romero shares her perspective.
Hispanic entrepreneurs see the 2020s as a decade of opportunity. With a bright business outlook and an eye towards growth, business owners are making plans to invest in their businesses and setting ambitious goals for the decade ahead.
Looking to the future, 92% of Hispanic entrepreneurs believe the small business environment will strengthen in the next 5 years. Many have set goals to advance or grow their business in a new decade, such as increasing revenue, enhancing their digital presence, and entering new markets. For more information on the 2020 Hispanic Business Owner Spotlight, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. That's newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Those bad guys. This was one of those Israeli Globus, whatever. There was a production team from Israel used to do all of these ham and egg army movies, and Chuck Norris was in most of them. That's the theme from the Delta Force. I must confess to liking those movies, Chucker. The way the bad guys got it was so phony. Norris is such a faker, but yet it's fun to see Martin. So that movie had big stars in it, too. Big heavyweight stars in it. Remember who was in that movie?
That's my Chuck Norris's birthday was yesterday. We missed that. I was very surprised to read that he was 80. He turned 80 years old.
Wow. Still doing those ads for all.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Listen, he was one of the first action stars in the late 1970s. Yeah. He had a nice run. He's made a lot of money in the industry.
Delta but do you
Force
believe? You remember
probably
back?
Probably my favorite Chuck Norris movie.
It was full. I'm talking about full of big stars in that movie. How they got them to play some of those roles, because it was
he co-starred with Lee Marvin, does a really nice pairing. Yeah. Now, originally in the Delta, it was supposed to be Charles Bronson, but the deal didn't work out, so they wound up casting Lee Marvin. Great actor.
Yeah.
In supporting roles, it was Martin Balsan, Shelley Winters.
Yep.
George Kennedy.
Yep. It was just a
good cast. And that was a good score. That is good music.
It's good movie.
If I don't have music to play, I'm going to play that music from now on. I like that music that much.
Good.
Good stuff.
All right. Vin Diesel has refused to allow Fast and Furious 9 to be moved back. When is it supposed to be out?
You really think he has the power to do that? I don't think so. But no, of course not. It comes out, I think it comes out in April.
No, it looks like May.
May. Here's the interesting part I read. Much to my surprise, you know what the running time on that film is, Fast and the Furious 9?
Supposed to be long.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Whoa. 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's a long... What do they think they made, Titanic 2? I mean,
story?
Going to crash a lot of cars.
Yeah,
you can be sure
true.
Of that. Lots of... And there's somebody new. Cena's the bad guy this time, right?
John
Instead
Cena.
Of The Rock?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is The Rock in it still or no?
No, he's not.
He
I guess
like
there's something
Diesel.
To that feud. I thought it was just a publicity hoax between Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel, but there's something to it.
Yeah. So, well, Diesel is very disrespectful, apparently. My son told me this story because one of our friends was acting on it and went in one of the roles. And
shows up when
Diesel
shows up
when he feels like it, exactly.
And what The Rock criticized, right?
Yeah.
The Rock is on time.
Like John Wayne. He's the first one on the set. He knows his lines. Let's get to it. That's how he can do as much stuff. I mean, let's face it. The Rock's doing 3-4 movies a year. He just wrapped up the 5-year production of Ballers. He just goes from one thing to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And you got to be on time, and you got to be really focused. And apparently Vin Diesel doesn't give a crap, so that's why they don't get along. I can understand that.
I understand that.
So what you're saying to me is they give you $20 million plus to do a movie, you should buy a watch at least, right?
Right, exactly. Pay for an assistant to wake you up.
Just show up on time. Thanks very much.
So let's get back to this running time. For a genre movie, 3 hours and 15 minutes, that's a long sit.
The people who love that franchise don't give a damn. They'd sit there for 10 hours and watch whatever goes on.
I think the movies are okay, but that's way too long. Yeah.
See what the word of mouth is. The action sequences are good.
I will say one thing about that franchise. They became more popular as they've gone on. They're more bombastic. They put Universal spends more and more money on each installment.
The silliest stuff, Craig. Wow.
So there's no like Wayne in that audience popularity. It's still going very, very strong. They have 9 installments now in.
Yep. All right. So speaking of The Rock, he's in a movie. I just saw the promo for the first time. He and Emily Blunt are in a movie together that's coming out this summer. What is that?
Yeah, it's called The Jungle Cruise. It's based on the Disney theme park ride. Disney's hired Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt, two big talents in the industry. It's a fun-looking trailer. I mean, they've obviously concocted some sort of story based on a theme park attraction. And it looks entertaining.
Fun. Yeah, fun. It's good. Meanwhile, Krasinski is married to Blunt. And he was in an interview I saw yesterday why he did The Quiet Place Part 2. He's not in it, but he directed it, right?
Correct.
Is that out this weekend? When is that out?
No, March 20th. And it's gotten great advance buzz.
Scary.
It's going to open big. First one was really good. Now, what I like about that franchise, it has a lot of possibility, and it appears they've opened the scope in Part 2. So a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Scary. All right, Chucker, good job.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.